This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they are.
Something for the town, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Good evening. You've tuned into Listening Pleasures. And I'm glad you have, because I have a guest here with me this evening, Jeff Schultz. Hello.
Thank you for having me so much.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you were here. Going to share some original tunes. You have your guitar right there. Classical?
Yeah, it's a nylon string.
Nylon string. Oh, see, that sounds good. Yeah. But like, how far does it have to be away from the mic? But yeah, that sounds very nice.
Well, this will be a fun experience. I'm looking forward to playing here and really getting to share some tunes and getting to know you a little bit better.
Yeah. So what came first? Did you start playing guitar first? Did you start singing first?
Well,
where does your music start?
Oh, well, like I started with the guitar first when I was a young kid. I was kind of one of those children who was forced to play classically by my grandmother, who had the foresight to know what it would mean as an adult. she was kind of the closet artist of the family. I don't have a musical family at all, and it was something that really was sometimes a point of contention, because I wasn't super familiar with the style of music I was playing. But then when I became a little bit older and all my friends picked up guitar, I was like, oh, you know, what are you guys doing over there strumming chords and things? And then, you know, because I had the familiarity and the hand strength and dexterity, I was able to learn very quickly from all these friends who were kind of dabbling. And then basically kind of went back to being a full-time musician guitarist when I was in my early 20s, kind of in university, you know.
Yeah.
Classical story where, you know, you have a lot of, you know, drama and trauma in your life and certain changes and things, and you end up pouring yourself into the creative endeavors. So kind of started writing songs, but never really did, got lost in life. And then it's only been recently that I've kind of really dived into being a musician full-time almost. And
like, it seems like you're in your own songwriter challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like about, do you, how much do you write? Like, do you
every day?
Every day?
Yeah. Like, there, I was taking care of my auntie during the pandemic, who had dementia, and then she passed. And after that, I kind of was floating, you know, and I needed something to take up the time that I was normally putting into the caregiving. And I kind of decided I was going to turn songwriting into my job, you know, where I would get up every day and boil the coffee and then write songs all morning. Kind of around 12 o'clock, I would perhaps have something of substance that I could start writing music on the guitar. And then by dinner, I would, you know, maybe have a song or Loose Bones and then go out to open mic and see you guys in the evening. So,
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great. And I've been doing it for about a year now. So, I've got about 100 and some songs that I've written in the time. And it's been such a wonderful addition to my life. You know, I really do it for that, just the lifestyle that it really allows me to have, where I don't really feel like, you know, I have that traditional boring existence anymore that I used to, where I'd be, you know, what's on social media, what's on streaming services, you know, come home and just kind of lie on the couch. And now I have this whole rich tapestry of experience that I get to access by being in, you know, a local, you know, freestyle musician. I do a lot of busking around town and stuff, and that's a really fun addition to the open mics and the performances that we get to do. And I personally kind of just believe in, if you've been gifted music and you've been gifted songs, you almost have a duty to share it. You know, one of my favorite things is to really get in front of families and kids and play live music for children who maybe have never seen somebody play a guitar or play harmonica or sing, you know.
Yeah.
And show that it's part of your life in that way, where it's not a foreign thing you see on TV that you can't touch. It's part of your existence that you can just sit around and enjoy.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, the music good is good when the children start running.
Oh, those are my
chasing
favorite.
Each other, yeah.
They're so authentic too in their reactions.
Yeah.
You know, when you see their face and they walk up all open mouth and they're like, they don't know what I'm doing because I play harmonica on the harp rest like Bob Dylan would, and most of them they think I'm like using an electronic robot device because my voice doesn't sound right. You know, and it's such a special daily occurrence that I get to experience and make the whole community around me part of my family, you know, and be that Uncle Jeff the musician in everyone's life.
Nice.
You know.
Well, yeah, you have a whole selection of, just a handful of those. How many? 100 and...
So today I wrote number 104.
Wow.
So, it's been so nice to be able to express myself and turn a lot of the personal, strife that I've had lately into these songs. The first one I'll play for you guys is called You're Still Alive. I wrote this one recently after my mother overdosed on her prescription medications. She was on a lot of anti-anxiety medications and stuff after my dad died. And it really took her down a dark road where now I have to basically take care of her, and she's ended up in a dementia care facility. And I wrote this song for her when she first overdosed back in March, and I had to have her placed into a long-term mental health assessment wing in the hospital. And she was really struggling with what life would be and what to do with it. And I was too, you know, facing this new challenge with my mom. And, you know, it was one of those songs that really just kind of fell out of me in one day. And then I went back to the hospital and I played it for her in the hospital to try to inspire her to keep going, and that there's a little more life still, even though, you know, we kind of hit rock bottom a little bit. So, yeah, this is called You're Still Alive. So hopefully you enjoy.
Curtains on your reality and accept that what's done is done and what will be will be. Life has a funny way of catching up with that you were through. So don't give up now, keep your eye on the prize. But it might be time to build a life that makes you feel like you're still alive. 'Cause you're still alive, you're still alive. Still time to try before your life is through. So don't give up now, keep your eye on that prize. But it might be time to build a life that makes you feel like you're still alive. Darkness of this world. So go chasing those dollars and cents and the beautiful boys and girls. So if you're lost out here in the cold and the rain, and you're telling yourself that you just can't take any more pain, well, some things will change and some things stay the same.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. So I'm here with Jeff Schultz, if you've just tuned in, and we are talking about songwriting,
yeah.
A little bit of stories behind these songs, and you've chosen to do play the whole time, so I don't want to hold that back. Do you want to do another one right now, or?
Sure. Yeah, I can do another one. Okay. This one's called "My Wicked Son." I kind of wrote this one. The songwriters always say that songs are given to them, especially the ones that really come together and you feel like are special. And this is one of those. I feel like I was gifted to it from my dad in Up in Heaven, or perhaps, like, as a songwriter, the experience I have is it almost feels like the ancestors bring you songwriters. Because it only happens for a little while, and it's almost like somebody's there with you, working the song through with you, and you almost feel like you can play and sing differently in those moments, and then once it's created, you know, they're gone, and they never come back. So this is called "My Wicked Son," and it's a song that I really enjoy playing. It's kind of a male empowerment song about, you know, you can... Sometimes guys feel like they, you know, they've done some wrong in their lives, and you can still be a strong, kind man. And that's basically what it's all about. So hopefully you enjoy.
NCKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Jeff Schultz, and we're here on on a brisk night in from the cold with guitar, yeah. Fresh from a songwriter's circle in Transcona. Like, maybe you want to talk a little bit about the songwriter circle feel.
For sure.
Yeah, so you get together, you talk a bit about the song, and then you let loose on stage. And you do rounds of three.
Yeah, it's called like a Nashville round. So the concept is they get like three or four songwriters on stage, and then you're a little less intimidated because sometimes when you get up, especially by yourself, it can be a lot, and you're sharing new material. And it's really focused on originals and things. So it's kind of like my weekly songwriter's appointment where we all get together. Everybody kind of shares maybe what they wrote in the week or talks and sings some deep cuts from the past. And we really just have almost like a little oven where, from 7 to 10 at the Royal George on Tuesdays, we really kind of bare our souls and really get to interact with other songwriters in that really intimate environment. Because it's a really weird life to have where you kind of share all of your most difficult moments and trying to really, find your voice in public, which is such an intimidating thing to do. But it's so rewarding when you finally kind of feel like you're at home. So,
yeah. Making sense of those hard times.
Yeah.
And, sharing with them with your...
Turning lemons into lemonade.
Yeah.
And that's where we know each other from, too. Like, you host the open mic that we have at XQ's on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the songwriters on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we have the Park Alleys, which is like this little local bowling alley kind of gig. And that's always a fun one. And then... And then there's finally one on at Shannon's. And that one's going an interesting one because you can get the Jets crowd after, and then all drunken Jets fans come in. They invade the songwriters' night. We all have to, all right, what kind of rock and stuff can we play here for all these guys? Come dancing.
Well, exactly. You also have to play for the crowd, and you do some busking too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love doing all the performance experience because each one of them, you get a different audience feel. And it really encourages me to write different material for the different, you know, places and the different kind of vibes that, you know, a lot of time I'll be playing after, I'll do concerts and stuff where I'll go out after the Burt Black party or after a big concert at the Canada Life Center. And you just get a crowd of like 30,000 people streaming, you know, onesie twosie. And you can kind of, you just basically pick your most rockin' tune, even the most rockin' part of your rockin' tune, and you just repeat it over and over again and dance around with the crowd. You know, it's awesome. I love that experience. And then playing, like I said, for families and kids. That's the really special one. Or sometimes I'll get the elderly or people with special needs. They're out from their care homes and things. And, you know, a lot of those people, they end up kind of having, you know, a little bit more of a shut-in style existence. And a lot of times I might be the only person they get to speak to in the day. And I get to have those really... like really special moments with people who have that intense sensitivity and introspection. And I get to have that, you know, songwriting moment with them and play some of my material that I wrote for, you know, my mom who's struggling, and I can see how it's affecting them.
Yeah.
Like one of my more favorite memories this last year was I was playing in the Assiniboine Park, and a quadriplegic gentleman came up and started talking to me through his pad because he couldn't vocalize. And through the whole time, I could see him formulating his responses. I was singing to him, and right after, he's like, "That was a good song. I'm glad you can carry a tune." And it was this big, long, really sweet, study of my creative. And it was such a nice moment to have with him, you know. And then he, you know, thanked me and went off on his way. But I cherish those moments, you know. The little kids who bring me ice cream, or the little girls, one of them brought me flowers. That was really sweet. Aww. You know, see her coming up with her mom all, you know, timid. And she's like, "Well, we got these flowers on the, you know, when we were walking, we heard you and we wanted to give them to you." It's really sweet to have that that experience with my neighbors and, you know, feel like we're building the culture and the community that, you know, that we got to experience as younger people, and it's our duty now to carry on that legacy, you know. Yeah. There's only so many musicians and creatives, and the minute we retire and fade off, you know, somebody has to carry this torch. So,
yeah, I find hitting them young. Like, hey, this is a guitar, this is singing together, this is, yeah, totally. I don't know. You sort of get it right in your core, and then you need it, and then when you find it again, it's just, yeah, it's a part of you.
Yeah, well, like I was...
It all makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with a musical family, so I know what it's like to not know or not hear what live music is. You know, because live music is such a special treat to hear in a backyard or around the fire. You know, my favorite thing is having a little baby blues band with my nieces or my nephews, where I'll give them a harmonica and I'll just play a backing track and see what they do with it. You know, and they end up just, you know, basically letting loose and bouncing around and making as much noise as their parents can stand. And I love it, you know, because you can see on their face that there's always those little moments where they get it. And they have that interaction where they realize that it's a conversation that we're having, and it's the way to speak, but without words. It's such a special thing.
Yeah.
You know.
And how those words change with every time that you play them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have this next one, One Last Chance.
Yeah. So this one I wrote around the same time. This is basically about how we got to give love one last chance. And, you know, despite all of the craziness, you always have to end up just kind of giving that opportunity, that room for love to step into your life and to turn whatever's going on into some sort of positive experience. So... this is the right harmonica, too. So this is called One Last Chance.
Start dreaming, and it's time to start living. The truth of our lives, well, that's never just a given. So plant that tree and ask her to dance. Remember to always give love one last chance, one last chance. That you're all alone, but you gotta open your eyes and take a look around. You'll discover all the love that's out here to be found. So plant that tree and ask her to dance. Remember to always give love one last chance, one last chance. You gotta give love that one last chance. It's a broken heart, well, that can always be forgiven. Should never get back the love that you missed. Well, you were never. You never know what straw will break the camel's back. So better start enjoying yourself, 'cause you never get time back. No, so plant that tree and ask her to dance. Remember to
Jeff Schultz is live in the studio here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening. And do you want to do one more before we do a little break here, Jeff?
For sure.
Okay.
So a lot of times I get a lot of requests when I go out and busk and do open mic. And this is usually my response to anybody who has some requests. I love other people's materials, but when you're doing a lot of originals, sometimes you got to have one of these in your pocket. So this is called I Can Only Be Me, because I can only be me.
Just to ease the pain, puff more smoke than a diesel train. Drink a little bit of everything that I see. Might be a little careless with the time that remains. Get higher than those old experimental jet planes. Just trying to forget the man that I gotta be. I can only be me. comes to the good life, well, there ain't no recipes. Yes, I can only be me. Lives that it's had to lead, but I won't stop chasing these old blue fins, and I won't turn my home into a coffin. So while the world is breaking down, I'll just enjoy that tailspin, 'cause I can only be me. Yeah, I can only be me.
Good life here on CKW. Jeff Schultz is my guest this evening, and we're at the halfway mark.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been lovely. We'll hear more live music after we talk a little bit about weather and events, and I have my special Tragically Hip song.
Beauty.
Always.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Your daily your daily dose of trage in the evening.
Yeah. It's my main motivation and inspiration, so I like to always pay tribute.
Mine as well.
What's the weather like out there? It's frosty, hey?
Yeah,
-3 right now. It's going to be foggy and clearing, cloudy and sunny. That's just what I'm seeing this week.
Ooh,
and
those misty nights.
Going up to 12 for Saturday, but sticking around, it's only 3 tomorrow, going and dipping down below 0.
As long as it gets sunny, that's all I care about.
Yeah, every once in a while. Tomorrow's supposed to be cloudy, but then sun.
Okay.
So, that's good fall weather. We get that extra hour of light.
Hey, for November, can't complain.
Yeah, not bad. And then for events, we've been talking a little bit about what's going on in Winnipeg. It's CKUW's event guide from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. We're talking about the open mic scene and the songwriter circle. So Mondays is XQ's Caravan Open Mic Open Stage on Monday. We do a split shift through the winter, sharing it with a trivia night. So if you like trivia as well, you can always catch that at 7:30. But we start the open mic 6 o'clock. We'll go to 7:30, trivia 7:30 to 9:30, and then until 10:30, we try to get everyone in that shows up for the second half.
That's a fun one. I like that one.
Yeah, and then after that, you can go to the Toad. They'll have a late night one on Monday until about midnight.
Yeah, they're a later jam one. That one's the one on Osborne there, the Toad and the Hole, the new venue. Mm-hmm. That one, it's not as busy as the trivia night one. Usually the trivia people, they really fill that room for you guys. And that's really nice.
Yeah.
And I think the prize is always, the big draw. Yeah. And they also do a little karaoke, which is fun. So
yeah, that's nice.
I love it when I love it when anybody else joins in on, you know, all the open mic shenanigans.
Well, when you're feeling it, just do it.
Heck yeah.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah, and the Toad's a fun one, too. It's a nice one if you have a later evening on Monday. Sometimes, you know, you might work till 9 or something, and you can hit that one up after. Then Tuesdays, we have the Songwriters Night out at Royal George, and then there's the Tap House on Osborne as well. That one's another late night. You can go from, like, 8 to midnight. Like, sometimes I'll go to both in an evening and kind of double dip, and that's always fun because you can try different material on one stage and then you get a second chance at it if you maybe screw it up or you want to try something new. And, you know, if you really are into trying new things, you have those options to kind of set, you know, a little bit aside for the next venue so you have something in reserve, or you can kind of mix and match. So it's a really cool thing to do. And it also just breaks it up because sometimes it can be pretty intimidating when you get on stage for the first time. And knowing that you have that second at bat in the same evening really helps. So that's on Tuesday. The Tap House is a fun one too after Songwriters. And then on Wednesday, we have the Park Alleys. And that one starts at 7:30, I believe, till 10. And then there's Shannon's in the evening from 9 till midnight. And both of those are fun ones. The bowling alley especially. If you've never been down to the Park Alleys, it's a cool little family-run business, basically, where a lot of times you get families with their kids in there. It's a five-pin bowling. But it's not like you'd expect, like you kind of envision maybe like a Big Lebowski-style bowling alley, but it's not. It's like a little...
So retro.
Yeah, it's like a punk rock like venue. You know, they got all the... you know, the graffiti on the walls and everything, and then there's like basically they've taken two of the lanes and just thrown a stage on it, and then everybody performs with the cacophony of the bowling alley going, you know.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I love it when there's that energy in the room. Sometimes I have some compatriots that really like having a quiet stage and a quiet room to share their material, and I love it when it's like I'm a little like Happy Gilmore. I want the crowd to be loud, you know, or I'm like, guys, let's bring it up here, let's have some drinks, you know. And I don't like it to feel like a recital. So that's always a fun one if you're kind of, you want a little bit of energy in the room. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, Shannon's in the evening is another fun one. You can hit both up. And, you know, if it's not a super busy night, a lot of times you can get a lot of songs in, which is something really special. And it's a fun scene. Like, we really have had a lot of growth in the open mic scene since the pandemic. And to see all the same faces and new faces coming and going, and seeing some of them kind of take that next step towards becoming legitimate performers where they're booking gigs and doing all the touring and stuff, it's really awesome. And I never really was part of the music scene in Winnipeg until recently, and now I really understand how people say that it's a great place to incubate and become an artist, because there are so many opportunities to get on stage and mix it up throughout the week. I mean, like, there was
that
some...
That was just 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Three days you can do three six packs. Gigs for yeah. free, you know? And also just the level of talent that you get to interact with is so special. You know, everybody is so unique in our city, and they all have their own voice. And many of them have learned from the older generations and the musical legacy we have here in the city. So it's awesome. You know, anybody who's interested in music or you know, creative and stuff, come out to the scene and become part of it, because it's happening right now, and it's a great addition to your life. It's that thing you see in the movies and you're like, wow, I wish that was real. It is real. You can do it. You know?
Well, those are just a few things going on in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So if you do want your event listed in the guide, you can drop by CKUW, email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca, or call 204-786-9782. So now is my Tragically Hip segment. Songs of Tragically Hip, never playing concert. Well,
what do we pick?
It's off of Up to Here. It's the anniversary. They're releasing the box set.
Beauty.
So this is, I don't think I knew that when I picked this. I do it at random at the start of the year. But this is probably an anniversary of sorts. So I think 30 years. Probably more than that. Maybe more than that, because they've been going for 40 years. This is the second. 35 years? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But Opiated.
Classic.
On CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Such a good song.
Tasty.
So yeah, Celebrate up to here. And yeah, there's a new box set coming out. So probably brand new tracks.
Do you have a favorite Trage album? Or?
Well, my first one was Road Apples.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. But like, yeah, it's hard to pick.
I'm a big fan of that one, too.
Yeah.
But anything, really. I love the Nautical Disaster. I mean...
Yeah, that one was, like, my grade 11, 12 year. Like, that album was... Yeah.
It's just the soundtrack of our lives, really. Yeah. I mean, every
fundamental
chapter, you probably can be like, oh, yeah, that's a different Trage album.
Yeah. I'm here sitting here with Jeff Schultz, and we have been going through a little bit of your catalog.
Thanks.
104 songs today.
Yeah, I wrote a new one today.
Over a year time. Yeah. And that's phenomenal. I like lately I've just been writing like maybe a song a year that I like.
Yeah.
And the key is like once you write it, you need to practice it. Do you find that you like how many times do you go over it before you feel like
all day
it's ready?
Every day.
Yeah.
Basically that is the songwriting process where you basically drive yourself nuts repeating the same line and inching the mark forward, you know. And I'm getting a little bit better where I do feel more comfortable and competent to kind of sing newer songs in a quicker pace. But I still do want to at least have everything fairly memorized. And also, it through this whole process, it really showed me the necessity of writing in a way that you can remember. You know, like that was an old Paul McCartney trick he'd always talk about where why would they write these songs in this way? He's like, well, because we have to remember them and it's a necessity. So that's why things rhyme or that's why it has a certain cadence to it or, you know, use a certain rhyme scheme. And I physically do that where I kind of almost remember the first line of each stanza and then can remember the rest of them based on the rhyme scheme.
I have to write down the first couple words of the song, and then I can remember the entire song. Like, it's weird, like this, that cue. Yeah.
It's a strange, and everybody has their own mnemonic memory kind of device that they use, I think. But that's me. I really lean on the rhyme scheme personally. And I also have a little bit of a little photographic memory, so I kind of almost visualize the page.
Yeah.
So I just like, if I write out a big long page in handwriting, I can almost read it in my head.
Do you record any of these? Have you?
I'm in the process of it right now, but I'm just enjoying the whole creative process so much that I don't really want to interrupt it and change focuses yet. A lot of people ask the same question about social media, where I kind of don't do a lot of social media because I prefer to really focus on the organic communication and being able to focus on building the product before I promote it. And I know that the next stage where if I start promoting songs and releasing them, it'll take the energy away from writing. So I want to at least have a good catalog built up so that if I need to, I can pull things out of my hat and not feel so guilty about, oh, well, today I got to, you know, record something and I can't write something. Because I know myself and I'm kind of a little bit of an OCD with my creative. And if I can't create, then I get a little rangy, a little anxious. So, and it's, and honestly, the songwriting is, it's as much for me as it is about sharing it and recording. You know, I write most of these songs almost as a response to what's going on in my personal life, right, at that moment. So whether it's kind of a song about what is happening or almost a fantasy song about what I wish would happen or the type of experience I wish I could have. And through that almost fantasy satiation, I get to write these songs and make them true, even though I can't have the experience in my personal life. Like the next song I'll play is called The Flowers in May, and it's kind of a song that I wrote about, you know, all the women in my life and also just in general how I feel about women and how, you know, I really value the authentic, you know, love and connection that is the deeper stuff as opposed to that facade that people get so attracted to and so, you know, kind of focused on. And, you know, getting back to the deepness and kind of having that almost fantasy in my head and making it real in that song. So I'm not sure if that makes any sense.
Well, let's hear the song.
Sure. So this is called The Flowers in May. And it's kind of for all the guys who love women authentically and have, you know, those feelings.
In diamonds and pearls, draw your hair up now. dress that I like so much. Well, give me those little kisses just after lunch. But honey, there ain't that much you need to do to win the heart of this old fool. 'Cause I love you more every day. You should never listen to what all those critics say, 'cause it's all about love, and it's all about trust. It's all about the little things and the way that we touch, yes, and the big cold world may come my way, but you can turn the barren ground into the flowers in May.
Jeff Schultz, this is Listening Pleasures, and we're right at the end of the show. Jeff has been one of my overachieving guests, bringing their instrument and playing the whole time. And thank you so much for that. Yeah, it's always a nice little treat.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I was really looking forward to this, and it's been such a nice experience. I love being on the radio, and I love having these conversations, because I'm such a big believer in our scene and in what it can do for people. So come on out to the open mic scene and be part of this creative life that we have here in Winnipeg.
Yeah. There is a lot of things going on, and places to perform and meet people and network and socialize and maybe collaborate even. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. So what is your favorite, well, either genre or artist, like influence?
I have a lot, and it's funny because I'm starting to kind of see my influences now that I've written the music, and I can kind of see where, oh, okay, I'm actually like, I sound or I'm kind of imitating this style. I kind of, if anybody remembers Jack Johnson or Ben Harper, that kind of finger style, almost island vibe music that they used to have, they were a big influence on me and kind of are part of my finger style repertoire. And I like to kind of do songs almost in like a Jack Johnson country vibe, where, you know, it has his soft, you know, melodies and tonalities, but with more songwriting, lyrical kind of country lyrics. I'm also a big fan of the Chris Stapletons and all the major songwriters in the country music world. Big Bob Dylan fan, obviously. And, you know, Jackson Browne, all of the Eagles guys. I'm basically just a lover of all music.
So, yeah, all over the place.
Yeah, that's nice. Really. I love the blues guys. You know, T-Bone Walker's one of my favorites. So a little bit of everything.
Cool.
Spice of life, you know.
Well, you can listen to this again on archives. CKUW.ca has all of your favorite shows from CKUW. So go to Listening Pleasures. And this will be on like 10 minutes after they upload everything for the day at the end of, after midnight. And yeah, you'll never miss another show again. Subscribe to the podcast and it'll just be there for you. Up next is Alan Campbell with Night Danger Radio, 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music for you coming right up next. Alan's in the studio right now.
Hey,
yeah,
Alan.
He's excited about it.
Yeah, and stick around for Alan for the overnights.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. And what's the theme?
Remembrance Day, Paige Drillbot, Punk Rock Flea Market.
Oh, nice. Remembrance Day, Paige Drillbot, and Punk Rock Flea Market. So, yeah, that was a great showing on Saturday. Hopefully again in spring.
Paige does a nice show, too. I've seen her a couple times.
Yeah, really high energy, fun show. New video, too.
Voting.
Oh,
I
my
guess
gosh. No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
No, we're in our little world here. Just, we don't know what's happening in the election.
I put it away for an hour. Alan's going to bring you into Wednesday real nice. And Jeff, what's this last song that you're going to play?
So this last one is kind of a little bit of a, I pulled some inspiration from an old Ben Harper song. I was kind of sitting on the bridge doing a little busking this last summer, and this fingerstyle piece just kind of came out as something I do as an interlude, and then the words all came together. So this is called I Just Can't Give Up On You, and it's for anybody out there who's got some people that they're caring for that they can't give up on, including yourself. Don't give up.
Good night. Good morning.